"Professor Aronnax," Captain Nemo replied serenely, "the Nautilus's hatches aren't to be entered in that fashion, even when they're open." I gaped at the captain. "You don't understand," he said to me. "Not in the least." "Well, come along, and you'll see." I headed to the central companionway. There, very puzzled, Ned Land and Conseil watched the crewmen opening the hatches, while a frightful clamor and furious shouts resounded outside. The hatch lids fell back onto the outer plating. 20 horrible faces appeared. But when the first islander laid hands on the companionway railing, he was flung backwards by some invisible power, Lord knows what. He ran off, howling in terror and wildly prancing around. 10 of his companions followed him. All 10 met the same fate. Conseil was in ecstasy. Carried away by his violent instincts, Ned Land leaped up the companionway, but as soon as his hand seized the railing, he was thrown backward in his turn. "Damnation!" he exclaimed. "I've been struck by a lightning bolt!" These words explained everything to me. It wasn't just a railing that led to the ship's platform. It was a metal cable fully charged with the ship's electricity. Anyone who touched it got a fearsome shock, and such a shock would have been fatal if Captain Nemo had thrown the full current from his equipment into this conducting cable. It could honestly be said that he had stretched between himself and his assailants a network of electricity no one could clear with impunity.